Biden's DHS to release 25.6K migrants into Texas, California communities. By John Binder on February 14, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is planning to release about 25,600 migrants who have been in Mexico into American communities in Texas and California, Breitbart News has learned. After Biden ended the Remain in Mexico policy, which drastically reduced asylum fraud by keeping migrants in Mexico while they await their asylum hearings in the United States, DHS announced that it would begin processing the 25,600 migrants in the program on February 19. Ultimately, the migrants will enter the U.S. interior. Internal communications Breitbart News has reviewed reveal that DHS plans to release the migrants in San Diego, California, El Paso, Texas, and Brownsville, Texas, locations the Biden administration refused to divulge to the Associated Press when asked. In San Diego, DHS plans to process and release about 300 migrants a day within 2 weeks of February 19. The same will be done in El Paso, the internal communications reveal. In Brownsville, DHS will process and release no more than 100 migrants a day. DHS officials stated in a news release last week that the Remain in Mexico migrants will be tested for COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus, before entering the U.S. internal communications at DHS, though, does not mention plans to require coronavirus tests for migrants. Currently, DHS is releasing thousands of border crossers into the U.S. without requiring that they undergo coronavirus tests. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki seemingly confirmed that DHS is releasing border crossers without test requirements. After remaining Mexico migrants are released, DHS does not have any plans to track them. Instead, these migrants will be mixed in with all other border crossers and illegal aliens who have been released into the U.S. interior while awaiting asylum and immigration hearings. A source close to the matter told Breitbart the orders to release Remain in Mexico migrants into the U.S. interior came from top officials at DHS, mainly deputies of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and the White House. As Breitbart News reported last week, the Biden administration has surged the release of border crossers into the U.S. interior since restarting the catch-and-release program. In the first 10 days of February, DHS released at least 2,000 border crossers into the country. For comparison, in December 2020 before Remain in Mexico was ended, DHS had released just 11 border crossers. Federal immigration agents have also had to deal with an influx of Haitian illegal aliens after DHS canceled deportation flights. The move, as Breitbart News exclusively reported, has crowded federal facilities along the U.S.-Mexico border as agents are being ordered to release the illegal aliens into local communities. DHS officials did not respond to a request for comment at the time of this article's publication. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.